sad to see what old people have become.
Yeah, sad to see what you've become, Grandma.
Sad to see what you've become, Grandma. Like, you're wrinkly now, and I don't even want to rape you.
Looking at old pictures of your grandma, like, you used to be hot, but now you get broke-ass pussy.
Sad to see what you've become, Grandma. You used to be in Times Square kissing a sailor, and now you're not. Sad.
You turn to your grandpa like, you cool with this shit? She just like let her shit go. And that's fine with you?
Standing over your dead grandmother like at her funeral mm-hmm. and looking up and going, sad to see what she's become.
Or giving the eulogy at your grandma's funeral and you go, nah, she wasn't always worth this.
Wow.
She used to be really banging and had big fat titties.
Grandpa shit himself. That's cringe. Pretty cringe, Grandpa. You're around people. Like, why don't you hold it together?
The Reddit commenter who works at a morgue.
Reddit commenter about dead people. They keep getting brought in. It's like, wow, looks like you shouldn't have pulled your wallet out, black kid. Sad to see what you've become. Looks like the cop shot you wrongfully. Sad.
Sad.
Cringe.
Your fault.
You're cringe, Jamal.
Your fingers shouldn't have looked like weapons.
All right. Before we start, really.
What the fuck?
Before we actually start.
There was like lint in it.
Before we actually start, you're going to need to figure that the fuck out.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Last episode, I listened to 10 minutes of the last episode. It was driving me up a wall. Okay?
It
sounded
like...
If there's not nicotine in that, you better fucking figure it out. Because you are just coughing like a bitch.
The nicotine's the stuff that's bad for you.
No, it's not. It's great for your brain.
The flavor's good.
Andrew Huberman said it's good for your brain.
Yeah.
I think I sucked the cotton thing out of it.
You
so that way it's like ripping the filter off.
Yeah, the right. coil.
I ripped the coil out.
The coil's dead.
You're like Kurt Vonnegut. You're smoking Pall Malls without the filter.
Yeah, dude, I'm hot knifing vape juice. I have it on a knife over the stove.
Yeah. You're giving yourself immediate brain damage. You huff the knife and you can see a streak of white go through your vision.
Yeah, I'm hot railing a cotton candy, raspberry peach. I'm hot railing it.
Yeah. You're using a gravity bong, a 3-liter Coke bottle.
Yeah. No, I'll try to be better about this.
Yeah. You sound like Roz from Monsters, Inc. a little bit.
People say I smoke vape juice like it's weed. Like, I'm like, you gotta hold that shit
in. Yeah, you hold it in. You're like, the coughing opens up the capillaries, gets you higher.
Devin, you have a ghost of vape? You got a ghost in here.
You're eating a mango after you take a vape hit. Like a fucking idiot. It keeps you higher longer. You need citrus. Yeah.
Hitting a no nick vape and just being like, you see this black and white poster of Alice in Wonderland? It kicks ass. It's velvet, by the way. This poster kicks ass.
Oh boy,
dude, they don't even sell vapes in Buc-ee's. I went to three different Buc-ee's. One is interested
because
in
their patrons can barely breathe as is.
Yeah,
if a Buc-ee's patron smokes a vape, his lungs will collapse like a mine shaft.
The vapes at Buc-ee's are full of oxygen.
Dude, their throats are reinforced. They have the same technology that built the Chunnel is keeping their throats open.
Mm. Yeah, the way you can like refill your propane tanks at 7-Eleven, they have that for oxygen.
Yeah, they have
tanks.
It for oxygen. Yeah, people go in there to fill up their brain with like juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's for breathing and for like killing a great white shark at the end of
Jaws.
Like,
can you turn on the air? I got 4 quarters. Can you turn on the air? And they shove it in their mouth. They go, oh, thoughts. Oh, I'm thinking again.
Right. They're so retarded. They think they've been.
Oh, I can make it home now. I remember my directions home.
They're so retarded. They think they've been scuba diving for like 20 years.
I gotta stop at Buc-ee's and air up my brain. I gotta flatten my head.
I got, there's a nail in my head. I gotta get it patched.
Do you mind if I refill my air cartridge at the Celestine machine?
Mm.
I like to put a little cherry blast in it.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm at stall 97. Because there's 100 guests.
Yeah.
I'm at
stall 4,500. It took me 2 days to get here.
Took me 2 days to walk here from my...
Hey, you see fat skeletons on the way back. Like a desert.
Fat skeletons.
Yeah, the bones got fat. The rib cage is just a plate. Mm-hmm. They all grew together.
Yeah, and the vultures are fat as shit. That have been picking them apart.
Yeah. The vultures fucking are wearing Hawaiian shirts.
My entire Southwest flight on the way back from Texas, it was like the cast of Hey Arnold.
Yep.
I don't know what is like becoming of people now. Everybody is like a triangle or a trapezoid.
They got a or tomato soup brain.
Yeah. Or scary skinny. Like they look like Helga or like his grandfather. Yeah.
Like there was like a couple guys that had the Gerald.
Like, the Gerald haircut.
But they're white guy. They're like red haired Jewish white guy. This guy next to my wife, I texted you guys about this.
The guy who tried to fuck your wife?
This guy, well, me and Katie did the aisle method with the baby.
What's that?
Where we both took aisle seats so we could keep tossing the baby back and forth. That's easier because we're getting up and down constantly.
I literally thought you were going to say you kept the baby in the aisle. Like that's just where you kept her.
Yeah, people got to hop over.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did that. So my lady that I got on my side was a big fat British lady, and there's no one between us.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had the loveliest fucking voice, which is like, oh, what? She was like almost Irish. Oh, she was British.
Oh, can you pass the double fudge?
Is that a baked potato?
Oh, sonny boy, my Lipitor fell on the cabin floor. Can you pick it up for me?
Chives and sour cream on my baby.
Like British street food. Pour some baked beans on her head.
Oh, put some poutine on that baby. I'll eat her up. I will.
She ruled. And then on my wife's side, who's this guy? He never spoke to me the entire flight. He looked like Beetlejuice before he died.
Okay.
He had scars all over his body.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, literally, he had his giant scar
right
across here as if he was like, yeah, I don't fly in helicopters anymore. Yeah, I'm only on planes now.
My wife's Wolverine.
He hit on my fucking wife the entire flight.
The entire flight.
Yeah, in front of me, which was really awesome, actually.
Yeah, it really rules.
He kept showing her. He's like, yeah, I got this. It was like that scene in Jaws when they're all showing scars. Yeah, he pops his leg up on top and like pulls that down. He's like, Thrasher, right there, 77.
This I got this scar from trying to fuck a guy's wife on a Sprint flight. And I got this one. I was on a Delta flight. I tried to fuck this guy's wife. He beat the shit out of me.
He pulled this line at her at one point, and I guffawed.
Yeah.
We leaned over. He goes, I love kids. He kept getting sadder throughout the flight. Mm-hmm. One line that my wife told me after was he goes, what kind of bags do you got? And she was like, what?
He's talking about titties?
No, the bags. Like,
oh.
He goes, I actually have Smithstone. They're my mother's. I live with my mother.
That's when you know you're really not about to fuck somebody, when you're reaching for that.
This guy, he was one of the biggest retards I've ever seen in my life. Showing her the scars. Then he said that. Then he revealed he lives with his mom. And he goes, yeah, my mom wants me to get married. And I'm looking, but I told her I can't get married until I find a girl who can, tolerate me more than a few days. And I was like, man alive.
Wow.
We leave. He's taught. This is, I wouldn't tell this story if there wasn't some incredible ending. I could not believe what I saw. I want to see if you guys can guess it. He followed us to baggage claim. He kept hitting on my wife the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left. And Katie tried to give him like a nice, like, nice. Oh, it was great to, that fake thing.
Sure.
You'll never see them again.
You're on a flight. You go, we had a time and we'll never see each other again.
He went, yeah, whatever. And he did not give a shit at all.
Because he was pissed off.
Yeah, that he didn't get.
Well, he didn't get it in, so he's done.
Yeah.
He gets into a vehicle. I look, it's a lifted Jeep with it's like a dually kind of truck thing where the tires are really wide.
Being pulled
and retarded.
By two Clydesdales. He's like the Budweiser man.
It was a fucking Jeep Wrangler. I'm like, a fucking course. Lifted, huge tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only guy I'm looking for, I'm like, okay, that's his dad. His dad's picking him up. He lives with his parents. He's 35. Beard and the whole thing. I go, his dad looks like him, but 30 years older. Right. He's a fucking loser.
Mm-hmm. His dad tries to fuck Katie. Mm-hmm. He gets out of the car and goes, ma'am, hello.
I actually hate kids.
I hate my fucking kid.
Oh, by the way, really rocky landing when we were landing.
Yeah.
It was so crazy that I clipped my seatbelt and I leaned over. Katie had the baby and I put my hand on the baby because it was like, we came in sideways and our wheel hit like this and then we slammed.
Yeah.
So I preemptively, it was so rocky, I put hand on my wife and my baby and held her like that, terrified.
Well, it's a Southwest flight.
Yeah.
Like at this point, Flava Flav walks out of the cockpit. He's like, any of y'all want to fucking, anyone want to come up here and fly this fucking thing? Yeah.
Southwest flight, they're like, all right, lay across your baby because you're about to get fucked up.
Southwest, you just jump on the back of a bird.
Southwest, they actually pick up guys going like this in hot air balloons. There's a guy in a hot air balloon going like, go my way, Cleveland.
You're flying Southwest. You're like, is that Mr. Magorium? We're going to get in his hot air balloon.
Yeah. Southwest has a guy in the bottom like pedaling a bike very quickly.
It's so bad. I hand across. He sees me do this. He reaches over, hand on top of my hand. On top of
and he does that to Katie?
Baby. Wow. Yes.
Dude, what a power
he
move.
He put his arm
on top of mine. Like, his isn't enough resistance.
Like, so I'm the strong one. Like, all...
Because we were, like, fucking almost slamming into this. People were clapping when we finally landed.
Really?
So bad, yeah. We came in like, a storm and stuff. Anyway, so that was, like, I could not believe what he did.
You got cocked, by the way, I have to say.
I got cocked. And by the way, he had a big, he had the biggest iPad you could possibly buy, which is how you know he's a retard.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. He bought it from a McDonald's.
He goes, look at this Ned Flanders looking ass. Motherfucker, Ned Flanders ass.
Can't even protect his own damn baby and shit.
Can't even do the fucking human seatbelt on his baby.
Dude, it would be funny if he tried to do that to impress Katie and he just kept fucking knocking around.
Oh, he puts the hand, he kills the baby. He hits her.
Starts crying. He's like, your baby's being a bitch.
We're having to like do CPR on the baby.
Yeah. He's like, it's fine. It's fine.
He was watching like Star Wars cartoons the whole
time.
Like,
he's retarded.
I think there's like a Clone Wars.
He was
like,
watching
cartoon
the animated Clone Wars.
I think that's what it was.
Was there Obi-Wan with like the big fake pointy beard?
It might have been video games, Jace. I'm really not sure. He pre-downloaded.
He was like, I'm on the flight to catch Pokemon. You know, I saw a guy the other day somewhere. I forget where it was because my memories are just the amalgamations of my own former memories.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a guy that flew somewhere else to catch Pokemon.
Really?
He's still on Pokemon Go and he flew to another like state.
Jesus.
He's like, I'm here to catch Pokemon.
I'm here to get killed by Gabby Patino's ex-husband.
Oh, it was an auditor. It was one of those auditor guys. Like, you know those guys
that film
outside a post office? He asked them what he's doing in the town. The guy was like, I'm catching Pokemon.
Pokemon, and I'm asserting my First Amendment rights.
So he talked to a travel agent for like catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
The Pokemon are calling the police on him because he won't leave them alone.
Which I didn't even think people were. I thought Pokemon Go like ended kind of like
years ago.
Yeah, the last I heard of it was Hillary Clinton saying Pokemon Go to the polls in 2016, like 8 years ago.
Which I'm still fucking pissed about.
Yeah, I'm still like fuck libs.
Can I
I forget real quick. The Jeep Wrangler he got in, I saw an emblem on the side, and I was like, no fucking way, because I've seen like 5 Jeeps with the Jurassic Park logo on the side.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, this motherfucker really is getting in the Jurassic, and I took another glance, huge emblem, swear to God, it said, on the giant red emblem with a skull on it, Zombie Resistance Task Force.
What does that mean?
He's got this fantasy where he fights zombies.
There's a big grill on the front of the Jeep and everything. So his dad is like a guy who fantasizes about killing zombies. And that's his Jeep that he decked out for the apocalypse he think may or may not happen if there's like a I Am Legend kind of thing. Zombie Resistance Task Force. Swear to God, Devin, right hand to God, I'm not making
that
up.
Did he have like a hat on?
I fucking lost it.
Did he have like gloves and stuff like that? Like a leather vest? Was he wearing any leather?
He had like big... like DC shoes. He kind of looked like
he looked like his fish taco shop just went bankrupt.
Yeah, he looks like
that
he stole,
owned in Oceanside.
He looks like he stole $200,000 in PPE loans.
He had big DC shoes covered in caliche dust. Like he went on a hike one day and like he just became a missing person. And
he's like talking to Katie. He's like, so here's the thing. Like we should have like put the mango coleslaw on the fish tacos, but we didn't go for that. And it really everything plummeted. Yeah.
Biden shut my business down because I tried to fuck all my employees. Tried to fuck all my 17-year-old servers.
I straight up got cucked for 3 hours by. He never said one word to me. Tried to fuck my wife the entire time. I never said a goddamn word. And he gets in the
he
ignored my wife when she was trying to be nice to him, too. So he then big-timed her.
Because he was upset.
Yeah, because she didn't give up her pussy.
Can I tell you?
He goes, it's crazy you didn't throw this baby on the ground and fuck me in the Mile High Club.
And that guy has such cognitive dissonance that I messaged you that guy was like got in the car and he was talking to his daddy and he goes, yeah, there was this lady on the flight. She totally wanted to fuck me, but her husband was there.
Yeah.
She wanted to fuck the shit out of me. Mm-hmm.
I saved the baby from flying across the plane. Mm-hmm.
He had a really weak husband that doesn't fuck her good. And he tried to do the seatbelt thing. I had to help because he sucks.
And then the dad drove him back to his fucking room in La Jolla with mm-hmm. a fucking race car chair
yeah.
that he sits in front of and just plays video games yeah. all day. And he's like, I'm a fucking baller.
Yeah, his race car bed, that's the exact same as the Jeep. I was going to say the Jeep, the zombie thing, that means you know he got those scars from accidents with a katana and a pack of water bottles in his backyard.
He said, he had a giant one here all across his hands. He had gauges, like slick mm-hmm. back oh, hair yeah, to gauges. Hide the balding so and beard, red like checkered shirt.
One of those white guys with gauges. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the zombie resistance task force. He's one of God's most retarded soldiers.
Yeah.
A guy who's supposed to survive past 2013.
He actually said, I got a lot of these scars because when I was born, I weighed 2 pounds.
And my parents tried to kill me. When I was born, I sucked so much my dad put me in a blender. So that's like the movie Gremlins.
He goes, you know what a lot of people tell me, actually? I don't have a twin sister, but a lot of people think my sister's my twin sister, even though she's 13 years my junior. She's 21. Mm. And then he showed a picture of his sister, and she totally looked nothing like him. Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah, everyone thinks we're twins, but I go, no, I'm actually 35, and she graduated college, and I didn't. So, yeah.
Damn. God damn him.
He's like, anyway, I love kids.
I love kids. I'll fuck you. Please.
Oh, God.
I'll say I like kids if you fuck me, please.
One of the worst dudes.
Type of guy that gets drunk and he goes to a sushi stop and he asks for the new Halo.
Yeah, he thinks in Halo they live on a big mm-hmm. California roll.
Yeah.
That's what Halo is.
He goes, give me the tempura fried GTA. He has nothing is lining up with his life anymore.
He goes to sushi stop. He goes, can I just get the tempura batter? Not the food instead.
Unless he was just a pedophile.
No.
This was like a long. But he confessed, like, no one will date him. And he's mm-hmm. like chronically alone. And his mom wishes he moved out. And I feel bad for the guy because he was cut up pretty bad.
Right.
He looked like his parents just like kind of twined him like a pot roast before you put it in the oven. They sure. do that to him before he goes right. to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, they put a yeah. barbed wire fence around his room. He keeps trying to escape.
Yeah,
and they in the middle of the night he's tangled up in it, just cutting himself to bits.
Yeah, these scars. My parents keep me captive in their basement.
Yeah.
You see this?
I'm a prisoner of
this guy right
my dad.
This guy right here, I was trying to get a 3-ounce Diet Coke bottle with a katana. Came back on me. Bounced off right into my kneecap.
I'm kind of like my own Israel Castro.
Yeah, this one right here, I got ninja stars from the mall, and I tried to throw it. I threw it right up in the air, came down into my neck.
Type of guy that's so racist, he escapes from captivity, but a black guy eating McDonald's like saves him, and he goes like, no, I'll go back. Yeah,
Texas does a number on people, dude.
Was he landing in L.A., though?
Yeah, because his dad picked him up in the zombie resistance task force.
So he was a SoCal sunburned piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing in Dallas, actually.
He was trying to do January 6th.
Dallas is the dorm room for like sunburned Southern Californians.
It really is.
He's probably flying there because he's like, the Cheesecake Factory hits different.
He's like, I was visiting all my frat friends, but like now I'm back like in the real world.
Right. I got kicked out of the University of North Texas 2 weeks in, so I go back sometimes.
I work at a Zoomies in the mall, and I just sell giant shoes.
He commutes.
I sell giant shoes. I commute to Dallas
because
to work the at
the state
Zoomies.
Income tax.
Yeah.
He goes, my fucking 14-year-old girlfriend keeps stealing from Claire's.
I gotta go bail her out.
I gotta bail that bitch out.
I have a long-distance 14-year-old girlfriend.
Luckily, they don't charge, you know, minors too heavily.
My 14-year-old long-distance girlfriend won't fucking touch my dick. She won't jack me off.
You know, I gave her the new G-Eazy album, and she's still just not touching me.
I told her to take me to prom, but she said it's like 4 more years before she goes.
Dude, Texas did a number on me. I kind of had this fantasy that I go to like barbecue places and just eat like turkey and green beans or something.
No, you just eat sludge. You just eat hamburger helper and shit. Mm-hmm.
I was on a walk with my baby. I was pushing her on the stroller at like 8:30, and I was just wandering around, and I went past a Krispy Kreme. And then they were closed on the inside, and I pushed my daughter on a stroller through the drive-thru of a Krispy Kreme, and I got 6 donuts.
Wow.
Damn.
Goddamn.
I ate like 4 of them.
Yeah.
I didn't eat all of them. I only was going
to
eat one.
You're allowed to walk through the drive-thru?
Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, and in L.A., it's a big deal.
Yeah. I know, but in Texas.
They never let you in Texas.
Because they have homeless people, you know.
In Texas, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn.
I got the batter, the birthday cake donut.
Ooh.
They have one that's like there's birthday cake on the inside or something. And then I got a raspberry cream one, and then a...
They go, do
one
you
with
want
a custard?
They go, do you want some of these special breast milk donuts for your baby girl? We got Lorraine in the back. She makes donuts out of her titty milk. We could give her one.
You keep setting up trips to Texas just to eat.
You man. Do, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I know what they're serving. Like half the plate just looks like white slop.
Yeah.
And then there's one protein on the plate.
You're getting Big Red in Texas and cooking it like it's methamphetamine on a sheet. Yeah. So it gets hard and you can break it into little pieces.
Just eating like fucking brisket grenades. Like I have to pull a pin on my food and swallow it.
Go into the barbecue place and be like, give me all the gristle you're going to throw out.
Give me some of them NATO rounds.
Can I get some of the juice in a big cup? Give me the juice. Give me the drippings and a stick of butter.
Drippings.
You walk up, you put a $50 down, you go, go to the back room with the drippings. I know you got a secret back room with the drippings. Give me 1 hour.
They go, the stuff we throw out that falls off of the stove?
The stuff that raccoons keep eating and dying. The EPA keeps
trying
to
shut get their mitts on
I go, did the dirty raccoons get their mitts on the drippings? I still eat it, but I don't want them to.
I love the Texas people like so much more though, because then you fly back to California and they're like, the baby's gonna cry.
But
you
fly back to California and the guy that owns Wahoo's Fish Tacos is trying to rape your wife.
And then in front of him, this
fucking blasting Sublime trying to finger bang your baby on the flight. Of course, Southern California is way more deranged.
A human billabong.
No, it's like the guy in front, like, you know, he's a homosexual, like Saudi, like Muslim, Arab type of guy who's like, who kept doing like one of these if the baby, like, God forbid the baby cries.
Yeah, because he can't believe there's babies that are alive. He doesn't even know how he was born. He goes, I don't even know how I made it to 20.
Yeah.
He goes, how did my parents not bludgeon me to death and make hummus out of me?
He's actually not mad about the baby crying. He's mad that a woman is speaking.
Yeah.
He counts the baby as a woman.
He'd fucking roll his eyes and then open his phone and he would scroll on Instagram and just scroll past buff, like really buff. Mm-hmm.
You want to know the defense against that?
That's your life. Your life is shitty and it sucks and it's disgusting.
If you were ever in a big thing with that guy, you go, hey, listen, bub, you're on a Southwest flight, you fucking loser.
How are you a Saudi with no money?
You're a Saudi with no money, you bum. You're beyond bums.
Yeah, he's rolling his eyes at your baby and then fingering a box cutter under his blanket that he wears. Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
This is the most miserable people are mad about it on the flight, that the baby might cry for like a minute. I have a good baby. Like, don't give me the fucking eye roll and then go back to your shitty life where you just look at hot guys
and
on
let's
Instagram.
Not pretend,
your life sucks ass. It doesn't matter.
Let's not pretend Muslims don't love screams. Okay? Their whole goal is to one day inflict pain on a city.
Yeah, he was mad the baby was stealing his shine, that he couldn't yell a lot.
It was Zokar Sarniev. He was
the
like, this
Boston
baby,
bomber?
Yeah, the baby's getting too much, like, fucking too much attention. I'm the hot one.
I'm sick of this. Like,
I was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I took people's legs off and I'm really fuckable.
I'm sick of these gay Muslims, though.
Gay Muslims?
Yeah, you can't be gay and Muslim. Enough. You got
yeah,
you're gonna be
bullshit.
If you're Muslim, you're gay. You gotta bleach your skin.
You gotta pick one. Mm-hmm. You gotta pick one.
You gotta bleach your skin. You gotta be white.
Yeah, don't be wearing.
Or you gotta pretend to be Mexican.
Yeah, don't be wearing the head blanket and then be fucking a guy in the ass.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, it's not okay.
Fucking pissing me the fuck off. And the guy behind him with like fucking burn wounds on his face, mad that the baby cried like for a little bit. fuck off. Well, your life sucks ass and you're looking for a reason to be miserable. Then you go back to doing fucking nothing. Fuck all.
I mean, I'm on your side at all times, but at the end of the day,
I know you hate babies on planes.
It's a baby on a flight. So yeah.
I will be. I got to say, when I do hear a baby crying, I sit up in my chair and I turn around.
Yeah, I
in my
look. Chair and I look back. I go, fucking, I don't know, chloroform that thing.
I get guy on my behind knees it, in my chair.
Stood up and looked like that.
You did that?
No, a guy stood up and looked at my wife like that when the baby was crying for like about a minute.
He was just getting a down.
He pretended to be readjusting himself.
Yeah.
He went fucking asshole. I wanted to kick his fucking ass.
Yeah.
He looked like fucking John Voight fell in the deep fry. Cock sucking asshole.
What if it was John Voight?
he goes, is that my kid?
Your daughter's a whore who's adopted more fucking tan babies than anyone on earth.
Yeah, he leans over. He goes, be careful, your daughter's gonna fuck Billy Bob Thornton.
You go, why don't you get this punching bag back to Brad Pitt, retard?
Oh, dude, I forgot about the zombie resistance.
He goes, do you know what it's like to have 85 black grandchildren? It sucks,
dude. Not to make it like story hour or whatever, but like I'm almost done here or whatever.
Sure.
Or I want to apologize. Who gives a shit?
Right.
The one last thing the Zombie Resistance Task Force guy did. You know, women when they have you ever seen a woman breastfeed in public?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. No. On I the have, internet, actually, I have.
It's on very uncomfortable.
Well, but if they have a huge blanket over them, instead of doing the thing that's
with the titty out.
So my wife puts on a big nursing blanket over, so you don't even that's know fine. Anything's happening. You don't even know the baby's underneath.
That's right. Completely fine.
You see the guy pulling up a big mirror that he's trying to poke under it.
He fucking did this.
Really?
He stared at her as she was breastfeeding the baby, like looking down where her tits are.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
For like about 30 seconds before he went back to his screen, I was looking at him like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you see a woman breastfeeding, obviously you give her privacy and look the other way.
Here's the thing, man. It's like you can't expect that out of the rest of humanity.
No, I can. No. If a woman takes her come on.
That's like,
for
that's,
a utilitarian purpose, it's not a strip club.
You're dealing with human weather. You're on a Southwest flight. No. You're going to hit some fucking rain.
Yeah,
and
there's some
hail.
Turbulence.
There's going to be some turbulence, man.
Maybe I'm the asshole then. I don't know.
There's 100. Maybe I'm the asshole. How many people are on a flight? 150?
150, yeah.
Too many.
10 of those 150
there were
30
people.
Psychopaths that don't care about any
and you're
of
on,
that
yeah,
shit.
You're on Southwest. It's the bus of the sky.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People are fat as shit on the Southwest flights. It's very funny.
Yeah.
They're so fucking fat.
And all the flight attendants are so gay.
Yeah.
They're all like
South.
It's a bunch of Jonathan Van Nesses just like, oh my God, honey, I'm going to crush you like a bug.
Southwest is so shitty. They have the only ugly gay stewards in like the entire flight industry.
Yeah,
it'll be like a fat gay guy who's like, "Oh my god, close this fucking thing."
You get on a Southwest
gay guys
flight,
that don't get pussy.
Gay guys that can't fuck gay guys. Gay guys that get on Grindr and go, "Another strikeout."
Shucks.
I can't fuck people in the most sinful environment on earth.
You get on a Southwest flight and like Magic Johnson's like trans kid like asks you if you want like peanuts.
Fucking gay Mr. Potato Head. 6'9" gay Potato Head.
And
walking
then
down the
Dwayne
aisle.
Wade's kid comes up the aisle and goes like, "It's okay. He's a fucking asshole. Here's some pretzels."
I was on a Southwest flight recently, and there was a gay guy who had glitter on his eyes.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle, and I was like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be Fred Phelps, but you should
wild.
Go to hell.
They're wild, dude, because they land in different cities and they just go to the local. They party all night.
That's
and
why
get
gay
on a
guys
flight.
Do it, is so they can have a bunch of
that's
gay
why,
sex.
That's why I think they're flight attendants for the anonymous gay sex.
Yeah.
What's even funnier on the Southwest flight is everyone is like over 350 pounds somehow. Mm-hmm.
I was on a flight recently and Gerard Carmichael asked me if I wanted soda water.
While he was filming you for his new HBO show?
Yeah, and then he asked me if he could suck my toes.
And you said no, and then he looked at you like a fucking puppy dog.
I gotta say, like, listen, I don't say this about gay people, but Gerard Carmichael, what a faggot.
And I mean it in the derogatory sense.
And I mean
sense.
It in the mean way that doesn't have to do with him being gay, but like that's the reason that word exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just him pulling up a stool next to your aisle on Southwest.
When that word comes out, people mean like, oh, you're a narcissistic, exhibitionist, self-indulgent, self-absorbed psychopath who thinks a show about you fucking men and trying to force Tyler, the Creator, to let you fuck him in the ass mm-hmm. is like art.
Yeah. We just watched a couple episodes, and by episode two, it was him sitting in a chair being like, I like licking balls. I like eating spit. I like drinking cum.
I love sex. Like, I came out at 30, so like I'm like sexually 17. He's like throwing dildos at a wall like it's darts.
Yeah, dude, he's gay Tucker Max.
Yeah, he is.
I will say there is nothing interesting about that guy except that he is gay.
And no,
and I don't think that's
not,
even real.
And that's not interesting.
It's not interesting.
And I think it's also calculated and fake.
You came out as gay at 30 in 2023.
He's
like,
gay.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, he's gay in the way like one of Caligula's slaves was gay. He's just trying to get through the day, you know?
He's trying to get a promotion.
Yeah, no, literally. And then he goes to like the fucking Emmys, like dressed like, you know, fucking Superfly. And then like fucking, you know, all these producers stare and point at him like he's a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
I want to do a show where I just keep harassing Earl Sweatshirt and being like, I'm standing in his driveway, like asking him to fuck me in the ass.
You're getting sex with Earl Sweatshirt?
And I was just his Postmates driver. I have his number still from Postmates, and I just keep texting him every day like, hey, man, the Emmys are in 4 days. Like, I'm a caterer. Like, I need a date. Can you fuck me in the ass?
He's like, I haven't showered in 6 weeks.
Earl Jizrag.
And then there was the fucking, what was that, Alex Edelman?
Oh yeah, Devin made me watch this Alex Edelman special. Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, which should HBO. I think they showed his special. I think they showed his special at The Hague when they were talking about Israel.
He comes out
as evidence that the Jews have added nothing to art in the last 20 years.
This guy comes out like pigeon-toed and frail. Mm-hmm. He looks like a light breeze would kill him. Mm-hmm. And he's telling the most boring stories of all time, ultimately getting into like, I wound up in a neo-Nazi rally and I didn't know it, but I loved the pastries. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I watched that and I was like, you know, if I work for the JDL, I would be like, we got to take him out because this is bad PR. This is terrible mm-hmm. for the Jewish community.
Yeah, you'd be like, I heard there was actually a terrorist group inside Alex Edelman's ass. I think we should fire a rocket at it.
I think there's a school hiding under Alex Edelman's ass. And we have to bomb it.
Yeah, because I saw him performing in like 2015. And he was doing that like, I'm a little baby boy. I'm a little nerdy boy. And then, you know, fast forward 8 years, it's like beneficial to be some type of fucked up thing. And he's like, actually, I'm a human pickle that walks around New York.
Yep.
And I'm a little gay
it's
pickle
so funny
boy.
That you put being Jewish in the category of being a fucked up thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Well, am I wrong?
I love pickles. We're okay.
It's funny. You see these people, they never mention they're Jewish once for like years.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden.
They actually are actively hiding it until, you know.
Yeah, they bring it up any second.
Until it's a straight white guy who needs like four, you know, fucking weird guess who category things to have.
These are just the new things in HBO. We didn't put them out.
And there, unfortunately, it's the only thing I do give my undivided attention. You can put on like, we put on like Seven Samurai. We
They're
all got on our phones. But then we put on Alex Edelman special.
And
we're
oh my God.
It's captivating.
Unbelievable.
How did 30 minutes just roar by?
You go,
like a monsoon. Yeah.
You watch it, you go, wow, look at Jeffrey Katzenberg's cousin go.
I feel like I'm in a hurricane of time when Devin puts on a new Netflix special. Just everything is moving very quickly. Yeah. He's pacing very quickly back. It's like you're fast forwarding my life like I'm in Click.
That's what I'm here
essentially.
For. Mm-hmm. I do a show called Hate Watch.
Yeah.
All I do is look at bad shit all day. And I go, what are you up to?
Yeah, but you're like a sommelier for like watching things that make you very
angry. I put it
in
my nose. I go, oh, the notes suck ass. Oh, the legs are terrible.
See, I do that with cups of shit. Because I'm into like morbid people who really stink and suck ass and should be killed have no worth.
Here's the thing though. You love people that like they're too retarded to even know they're doing bad. Mm-hmm. I love people that I know better.
Yeah. But are sociopaths.
Yeah. You're like all the sinners come to me.
And I go, that's more insane to me. Because they have the self-awareness. The people you love are too doped up on fucking, you know, high fructose corn syrup and like fried food to like really know. They're not doing anything. They're just fat
as
shit.
They're not malevolent people. So you're interested in like the sociopathy around like someone goes, what do I need to be a writer staffed on a show or get an HBO special?
Exactly. I'm fascinated by the people that I've met in my life where they look at me and they just see like my IMDb like star number above my head.
Yeah.
You know, and they go, oh, should I talk to this guy or should I not? Is he human or not? The fat guy, those fat guys you like, we talk shit about, they would talk to us. They don't discriminate. I'm fascinated by racists of status.
Mm-hmm.
Status racists.
Yeah.
And that's a fascinating thing to me.
And then me, on the other hand, though, I like, I found a video today of a 300-pound guy get hit by a truck.
And that was...
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah. You did. It was fun. You did show me.
I bookmarked that.
Yeah, you showed that to me, and then we laughed at it and said, "We're glad he's dead." We said that several times.
It's so funny because do you think we could show it actually?
I mean, that's your judgment call on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Devin hasn't seen it yet. I kind of do want to show
it. What
Devin.
Is it?
You can't really. The TV is purposely blurry.
It's not
going
to do it justice. Yeah, but this guy really goes flying.
I didn't see this.
Oh, I'm going to show Devin. Devin, all you're right. Good. This is something. That you're really going to enjoy.
This is some guy in Mobile, Alabama or something like that. Some guy just...
No, it's actually where Lynch shot Blue Velvet in Wilmington, South Carolina or North Carolina or some shit. Nah, I always mix up the Carolinas because I don't give a shit.
Yeah. This is one of those places. With a lot of room and nobody mm-hmm. that should occupy.
Mm-hmm. A place where you hear somebody's moving there and you go, oh, well, that's a decision.
I go, well, you're dead now.
Well, and then I, as I'm looking at you, I'm deleting you out of my phone contacts.
You give him a living funeral.
Right.
You go, oh, enjoy it.
Yeah, they're moving there in a Viking boat that's on fire. They're like, you come visit me in Charleston, won't you? You're like, sure.
Uh-huh.
As you're firing a big arrow into the sky to light it. A big fiery arrow.
Memorializing their entire life.
Yeah. We'll come visit you. And then just...
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
This is this was great. So basically what's happening here, because I read the news story about it, is this... This all takes place in a Burger King parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is this guy in the safety vest is trying to stop a carjacking.
Yeah, it's not his car.
He's just a construction worker that's like fucking,
he's just a good Samaritan.
Citizen's arrest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to fire at this guy.
Who's getting their car jacked?
So this guy is carjacking this car, see?
That truck?
Yeah.
And this fast guy pulls out a gun.
He
shoots 5 times.
He shoots at point-blank range and misses the guy.
Wait, he's not shooting.
I talked to my friend. Well, it's because he missed so many times. He's too fat. Now he's walking back to Burger King.
So now he's walking back to Burger King. The car backed up, and now it's pulling forward.
Dude, I haven't watched this shit. This rules.
Here it goes. Dude, it hit him. It hit him 4 times. Dude, it kept bouncing him in the air.
Yeah,
it was like
it kept,
a Black.
Kept
dude,
him.
It was like a skipping stone.
He stayed.
A fat skipping stone.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That guy hit him because he was like, I can't believe you shot at me.
Yeah.
I never saw the guy shoot, though.
He pulled a gun to the window and shot 5 times.
His hand's so fat, you can't really see the gun.
Okay.
It's like that scene when Vito kills Jackie Jr. and the gun's that big in his fat hand.
Right.
Yeah, but
goddamn.
So he shot at him literally from a foot away and missed. I think because his diabetes just took his vision. He can't see anymore. He's firing through the window away from the guy's head. And the guy, hit him going fucking 50 miles an hour.
Did they catch him?
They caught the carjacker, and that guy got hit. Unfortunately, he did pass away.
Yeah, but from an unrelated heart disease.
Yeah, he's not being the carjacker's not being tried for murder.
Yeah. They're like he actually had a stroke a couple seconds before the event happened.
I was thinking about it. What I would do if I was that fat guy, and if I was running and I knew he was gonna hit me, I would pull out the gun and blow my head off the moment
the car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, the moment I'm about to get hit by the truck, I'd blow my brains out.
Right,
and then he'd hit me too.
And then the driver's like, ah, darn it.
That'd be the funniest thing.
Can you also imagine this fat guy laying on the ground dying and he's looking up at a Burger King sign and he thinks he's in heaven? He's like, sees the bright light, but it's just a Burger King sign. And he goes, yeah, hallelujah, bye and bye. And then he goes to hell for being fat.
If it's true, supposedly your soul leaves your body, it floated through the Burger King sign to get to heaven.
His soul tried to leave his body, but it couldn't get off the ground. Yeah. So it was just stuck at the ass.
He just floated like a cartoon dog over the Whoppers being cooked.
Yeah, he floated like when a balloon is run out of too much air and just kind of stalks your floor.
Yeah, but he died.
No, he's, he died. That's a real man who's dead.
It's funny because like it's the insurance companies cover the car, so he's like, I am in the Geico Army, sir.
Yeah,
I will make sure that insurance company does not have he's to like, cover he's for like, this man's policy.
It is my duty that a Mexican guy does not get $1,500. For reselling this at a chop shop.
He's basically, he enlisted himself in the Allstate Army. Mm-hmm. He's like, I will protect anybody's car no matter what, so the insurance company does not get fucked over.
This is my moment because I've been kicked out of the police force for being fat 8 times.
I'm at State Farm Easy Company, Platoon 184. Here's the thing.
Cholesterol, 258.
I'm not going to shit on these guys too hard because...
Yeah, we've been pretty easy on them.
Nah, go easy on him now. I'll say a nice thing now because sometimes the guy who fantasizes about being the hero with the gun, sometimes he is actually the hero with the gun. And you go, thank God that guy was there to blow that guy's head off at Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, but this guy, this guy was the loser with the gun.
Who has this fantasy all day of being a hero.
Can I tell you, he probably shot that bullet and hit a kid in the parking lot on the other side.
Yeah.
He probably, kid's head exploded probably, 500 feet behind him.
It probably killed a 3-month-old black baby in Baltimore. It flew across the country.
And he goes, bullseye. He goes, at least I'm done trying.
Yeah. And the car's racing to him. He goes, no, I was trying to shoot the black baby. He just gets hit.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you fantasize all day about being a hero and you can't really even tie your shoes that quickly,
I know.
It's like he's the quickest jet in the way.
Yeah, you're
just make sure he ties his shoes first.
I'm gonna be a hero, just like my favorite sandwich.
It's fuck like you can't. You clearly has no proper training. When you're that close, you basically use your pistol like a staple gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you just push it to the guy's body and you fire. You don't like try
these people
to...
forget the difference between mace and guns. Because like their wife has mace, they have a gun. Right. And they go, you always use that shit if anything happens. You know, people use mace like pretty willy nilly now. And now the gun, if you have just have like a simple like Glock, like people just pull that shit out. I see videos all day of people just like casually pulling guns out and just like firing like the entire round at people.
Like that guy who gets passed on the highway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's just like literally driving. He's like, you are the dancing queen.
And he just starts shooting out of his car.
Yeah, somebody passed him and he just seemed to go.
It's like shoving him back. He's not thinking about the severity of what he's doing.
Mm-mm.
It's just a moron. He has a fucking toy with him.
Yeah. No, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
It's insane.
Yeah. But also a guy trying to be a hero is very gay. Especially being a hero for a company's property.
People that stop people from stealing from Target and Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you really deserve whatever they are going to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, who cares?
I know. Every video I see of a guy trying to stop a black guy stealing at, like, Walmart.
Yeah.
Just, like, out of his, like...
I'm a corporate defender.
Mm-hmm.
I love corporate... Like, there's a whole system in place for... The money will be handled.
Yes.
They're not taking from a mom-and-pop store.
Right.
If you're at, like, your local, you know, since 1937, like, some hoagie shop, and somebody's being a fucking asshole psycho and, like, robbing the place, shoot them in the fucking head.
Sure, yeah. I would do that. I'd shoot the guy in the head. But, like, if I was in a Walmart and somebody had a bomb and they said, if you press this button, the Walmart won't explode, I would just walk past it and outside.
I don't give a shit.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Blow this whole thing up with the people inside.
Don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Anyway.
Dude on the plane had I just remember this. He had a giant bag of Skittles he kept eating, and he ate them one by one like they were vitamins.
By the way, were you...
He kept going like, I only eat the red ones, and then he kept grabbing the wrong one.
Yeah, he sucks the food dye off the Skittles and then spits out.
He's like, I just eat it for the red dye 40.
He's cracking them like sunflower seeds. In his teeth.
And he goes, I'm trying to watch my weight. Doctor says I can't eat the inside of candy for a couple months. But the skins were all the vitamins, Jack.
I love seeing like one of the biggest retards I've ever seen out in the wild. It's so great.
A guy peeling a Snickers bar with a knife like it's an apple. and then eating the inside.
Like, it's the skin.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like the skin. Just give me the nougat.
He's left with soft caramel.
soft caramel and nougat. He goes, now that's the stuff right there. I like the goo. I like the goo.
There has, by the way, there probably has been a guy who's
the steward comes by and he goes, she's like, what do you want? And he goes, can I get a 48-ounce ribeye steak? She's like, no, you can get a pack of peanuts. He goes, no, thank you.
A pack of peanuts.
A pack of peanuts. You trying to make me gay?
I'm not gay. Like this Muslim up here.
Yeah, like the damn Muslim. He's pointing at a Mexican guy. The damn Muslim.
We all know Muslims are always gay.
Yeah, that guy staring at a Mexican gardener on the plane, thinking he's about to hijack it.
Ben, what time did you have to wake up to tell me that Gracie was outside, by the way?
Oh, yeah, and then I checked the night. When did I check
it? I took care of the dogs
my
for
security,
the week.
I have a bullshit $80 security camera in the backyard, and it alerted me that someone was spotted at like 2:30 in the morning,
and you
I
actually
looked, and
looked.
Gracie was wandering in the backyard in the dark, sad.
So she was in the backyard first?
From I looked, and then it notified me on the Ring camera. She would go to the front yard.
How'd she?
She kept going back and forth. Devin was for the folks listening at home, Devin was watching my dogs as I was out of town visiting family in Texas.
This was the last
and one
day.
Of them was outside all night.
Made
I
a
literally
break.
Was on the couch watching Sicario 2, Day of the Soldado. And
that's how Gracie got out. She got inspired.
Gracie got inspired by that.
She dug a hole like a coyote.
I can almost 100% guarantee they were both in front of me as I'm falling asleep on the couch.
With all the doors and windows
both
closed.
Both doors, every window's closed. It's the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up at 5 and I go to the bed upstairs and I go to bed. And then I wake up at 10 and I have like a million missed calls from Ben and a bunch of text messages like, Devin Gracie's out front. And I wake up like, what the fuck? And I run outside. Luckily, she's so retarded. She's just across the street and she runs right into the house. But like, oh,
she's
my
too much
God.
Of a coward to run away.
Imagine if I killed Gracie.
I mean, honestly, they'd be pretty
That's
happy.
Funny. So she's the slave that, like, turned back, essentially. Like, she, like, got cold feet and then crawled back into the
She couldn't
the
leave. She couldn't leave, yeah.
Yeah, she's the slave who said, I miss cotton candy.
But anyway, besides that, the rest of the week, I loosened the bolts on JoJo Siwa's tires and stopped
Dude, I
her.
Saw that driving to the convenience store. I saw she has two wrapped cars.
She has a wrapped Tesla and a wrapped Porsche Cayenne all with her face
I
on
know,
them.
And I've been looking at her because she's been going viral for being retarded.
Who is she? What does she do?
There's one we talked about on the podcast, I think, but she's like her ex-Disney star.
Teen Moms or... No, Dance Moms.
Dance Moms.
But now she dresses like a fucking...
Like Gene Simmons. And she's like, she talks about... She's like, I'm going to shove a dildo up my pussy. But I saw a video of her dancing and being retarded in her driveway, and it's that driveway. I checked
it. It's the same place?
That's where JoJo Siwa lives.
I kind of, the whole trip, I would go down to like go to the gas station and get something while you were gone, while I was staying here, and I would just like drive by and I'd be like, I kind of want to like sit out here and just like hunt. I kind of want to hunt her. I want to hunt her.
Dude, it would be
It makes you wonder if the guy who killed JonBenet Ramsey was that bad of a guy.
Yeah, I don't
look
really
the way
know.
This lady grew up.
I look at the JoJo Siwa car and I go, you're my Lindbergh baby now.
Like, but nobody goes looking for her.
I'm going to take you.
It must feel pretty good to be the guy who killed JonBenet Ramsey, by the way. Like, if I killed JonBenet Ramsey, I'd wake up every day and I'd be like, never cut me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'd brush my teeth and be like, they don't know the why.
Anybody that got away with a crime that large in the public eye is like, you got to feel like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I'd remember that every time I woke up, like, who I am and
that
what
was
I did
me.
And what I got away
You'd
with.
Get drunk.
And every day's a blessing after that.
You get drunk at a bar in North Dakota, like some blood bucket bar, and you'd be like, I killed JonBenet. I took her life. And they're like, sure you did, pal.
I hit her on the head with a rock.
Yeah.
Like a monkey.
Yeah, you raped and killed JonBenet Ramsey, and I'm D.B. Cooper. No, I really... Well, I mean, that's the Zodiac killer, the Gary Potch guy.
He was gay. He was hanging out with guys in the woods, like, you know, having gay relationships, and then, right?
Yeah, no, he killed Patton Oswalt's wife while she was asleep.
Right.
Yep. No, the Zodiac killer, I forget the guy's name, but there was a guy who died like a couple years ago.
Yes, the guy that took pictures with all these guys in the woods, and they were like, he said he was the Zodiac.
Right. No, they're like, R.I.P. Gary, can't believe you were the Zodiac killer and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he claimed to be the Zodiac for like the last 10 years
But he
of
was
his
just
life.
Like a lonely fag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, right? Like, actually, like,
yeah,
he was
just
like,
lived by himself and like hung out with like two high school football coaches,
two guys
or something
in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just hanging out with like the Kelsey brothers, like in the Redwood Forest for the later part of his life.
Yeah. Just being like, I used to be something. Yeah. I stabbed a woman in a park.
The Zodiac was really, he was like Caesar from Planet of the Apes. He's like, I just live in Marin now. He had to get out of there.
He's like, yeah, I had to move to the Simi Valley and knock it off.
They were upset at me for the whatever I committed.
Well, that was the BTK, Dennis Rader, I think, as his daughter got old enough and he goes, all right, I was a young man, time to knock it off.
He told her.
Did he tell her?
Yeah, she went on to try and have a career like in like talking about like crimes and stuff. But it's like you're like a sick person.
Yeah,
too.
You're sick. You should be aborted.
Yeah.
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 Your dad was a serial killer.
I can't believe you have to retire from like raping.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to retire from pretty much I think everything actually.
A rapist that's on Tongat Ali to like keep his sex drive up.
Down, you mean?
He's like, he's like upset. He like doesn't have the urge to rape anymore.
He's trying to keep the testosterone up.
He's like on Tongat Ali. He's doing maca.
He's chewing roots.
Yeah, he's been like chicory roots.
I've been deadlifting to try and want to rape again. See, I was thinking it's like his wife sits him down. He's like, okay, we had the second kid. Like, you had your fun.
No, Jason.
Stop raping, killing
he killed
women.
He killed his wife because she was in his ear about all the rapes.
Always, yeah, nag, nag, nag. Don't rape that girl.
It's funny. He kept like raping for like years, but he's like, yeah, I was just going through the motions, really. There was no enjoyment in it for me anymore. I had to like take like Viagra and like get it up.
He's getting like HGH shots so he could like still have like the energy to force like couples to like balance plates on their back as they're tied up. They're binded.
Right. He's raping a girl and he's having to visually think of himself getting raped to get hard.
And he's going like, oh, God, it's so sick, but it gets me hard, I guess.
Anyway, I'm going to blow your head off now.
Anyway, I almost came. I'm going to blow your head off and then jerk off in your pussy so they think I did.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed, yeah. He's like, if you tell anybody in hell that I did this, I'll kill myself, go to hell and rape you again.
Yeah, taking blue chews, having to wait 45 minutes for them to kick in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I wish I got away with like a horrible, horrible like thing.
You can't.
It's such bullshit.
You would never.
Because it's like if you already like hate yourself and
we're all good people here. We're all good people.
I think I'm. I don't know if I am though, because like I think you have to like recognize the evil you see in the world within yourself, and that you too are capable of it, to be like to like move on to the next level of whatever this shit is. Right.
I'm not capable of anything I make fun of. All these.
You don't think so?
No. That's why I make fun of it. It's to release how crazy that shit is.
Give me an example.
This, we just did a whole fucking
you're not capable
serial
of
killer needing to be horny to rape again. Yeah, riff.
I do sometimes think about
I could never do any of that.
Yeah,
I think so too. Because like
I
to
already
think that.
Have done it,
and I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. It wasn't for me.
It was a phase.
It's a phase.
Yeah, you know, we was college.
You know, high school years.
No, I do kind of wonder, like, you know, like, there's, you know, therefore, but the grace of God go I, like, if there's a certain set of circumstances where I'm, you know, born in a completely different environment and, you know, all of a sudden I'm leading an army of 90 African children into a war or something, you know?
Yep.
With a big machete.
Yeah, and you make them call you sir.
Yeah, I go, you put some respect on my African name. I go, my name is General Buck Faggot. You put some respect on me.
Ben, you know how you're actually simultaneously you're a good guy, but also like God knows what's going to happen in the future, is how you reacted on that flight.
What do you mean?
That guy's like trying to fuck your wife.
Yeah, but he's a retard.
Of course. So you made the smart decision to be like, there's no need. I'm not going to like start like a thing on this flight. We have like a couple hours. But,
that is true. You're not one of those dads.
But also that could add up in your brain, and then later on you like kill a guy.
Yeah. Oh, I could like murder like Chris Benoit, my family, basically.
Yeah, Benoit.
Benoit.
Yeah.
Let's get it right. Let's show some respect.
Who's Chris Benoit?
Chris Ben Avery Waugh.
It's Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Benoit.
It's not Benoit.
No.
It's Benoit.
It's Benoit.
Sorry, I'm not classically trained in
podcasting.
Only
a Frenchman could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always thought Chris Benoit. I thought it was Chris Benoit. It was like a Chinese guy, and then Chris Benoit was another guy.
No. Chris Benoit?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a thing you ordered at like Pai Wai.
No.
Chris Benoit.
You thought you go order the Chris Benoit from like Dina Tai Fung at the Americana?
I thought it was like a vegan Rangoon.
Like it's like...
I didn't
right,
know.
You order it, they come out and kill your whole family.
Like it's dim sum.
I don't know. It's just like... Part of me kind of wishes that I got to fight in Vietnam or something, or like we had a war that I could maybe enlist in just to... I don't know, because like you come, you like kill a couple guys that you know, you pull a trigger on a rifle and you see a man drop out in a field somewhere and you know that that decision you made...
We might.
Took his life, and then you just go on living the rest of your life. And I think I think internalizing that somehow completes this, it's a missing piece kind of where you can see the evil within yourself, then you can understand. Like, I'm seeing all these retards eat a bunch of food on YouTube, and I've done it for so long now, I'm starting to mimic their behavior. The kind of, like, if you show chimps a bunch of war footage, like, they start, like, you know, like, walking around, like, talking like Hitler.
You've watched enough game tape. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody trying to master like a corner fadeaway, but you've been doing it for like eating, you know, garbage fries or whatever.
Yeah, eating hot fries dipped in ranch,
whatever it is. What is the Pittsburgh? What do they do in Pittsburgh? They
it's just like garbage plate.
They pour like blood all over their like hot dog and shit, and they eat it.
Yeah, it's like a bullet they empty the lead out of. Yeah,
they cut their hand with a pocket knife and they squeeze their hand on spaghetti. Yeah.
We call this the Philly milkshake. You got to fuck a bunch of mud then eat it.
I think you're thinking of the Cincinnati thing. In Cincinnati, they put a bunch of like ground beef on a spaghetti plate. Something,
garbage plate. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, morality doesn't even like really make sense. Like, life doesn't really make sense to me, and like morality doesn't make sense. And I don't even know like who's like what's bad and who's good. And like, I think maybe like having some sort of delineation is making me gay and retarded and making me eat like a bunch of like making me go, huh? I'm walking my daughter on a stroller through a Krispy Kreme drive-thru on foot right now, and it's 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And you're wondering
I'm sucking the custard out of the donut,
right? And you're wondering
like
did
it's
I,
toothpaste.
Did I choose to walk this road that's taking me to the baby Krispy Kreme moment, or did the road appear underneath me and I have no choice to
and
step
I'm,
off of
I'm
it.
Not going to become the 300-pound dad, dude. Think, I'm not going to do it. I'll fucking kill myself on this podcast.
You think the donuts...
Respectfully, sir.
The donuts are just a cup for the custard.
Yeah.
You're sucking the custard out and you go, this cup is worthless now.
Give me a frozen yogurt cup.
You ask for a refill of water, they pour it in the donut.
You're a Dracula for like donuts.
So you're saying I essentially think of donuts as a waffle cone.
Yeah, it's a holder. It's a plate. Yeah, it's a plate for the sugary stuff.
You suck all the custard out of it, wash the inside, and then put it on the drying rack.
You keep them in your
and you go,
keep them in your car. You go, I just refill these.
Yeah, you go, you know what? I'm going to eat some gravy. And then you just spray it into a fucking custard, a fucking dough mold.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Next to my fleshlights that are drying on the rack.
Yeah, you have a rack for your fleshlights and a rack for your donuts.
I have two dishwashers, one for donuts, one for fleshlights.
And so you always get it mixed up. You get really pissed. And you're like, fuck, I got cum in my dough. Damn it.
Yeah, I'm fucking a donut.
Yeah, you're eating
a
fleshlight.
Probably wouldn't feel that bad.
Yeah.
You microwave a donut and then stick your dick in it. It's sticky and it's soft.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, what else does a guy need?
I mean, honestly, like...
You take an eclair and shove it up your ass while you fuck a donut.
What were you saying, Devin?
In a couple months, you'll be showing up to Chipotle with like a custom-sized tortilla you brought. They could fit all the food in it. So yeah. They could finally roll it.
You're having to teach them how to make a mega burrito out of four tortillas.
Like, I brought my own tortilla.
You're like one of those drunks who's like, you don't know how to make a 7-7?
No need for the reinforcement.
I'm just saying, what are rights, you know? What are rights?
Are you talking about like what is like free will? Like, do I make these choices?
What I'm saying is like, God forbid, you know, you open up the newspaper now. You don't see anything about Jesus Christ. You see people fighting over this.
You see stuff about Jesus coming over this border, folks.
Hey, you see stuff about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Cristo. From Oaxaca.
From Oaxaca. Am I right, folks? They make great mole.
By the way, Oaxacan food's disgusting. Nobody wants your string cheese with chocolate sauce.
Also, spell the fucking name normal, retard.
It's Oaxaxan.
Yeah, O-A-X, whatever.
Yeah. Nobody wants boiled cactus, okay? I don't care that you're in the cartel and I'm supposed to be like, oh, wow, oh my God, this is like a Sicario meal.
Devin's right. Fuck off with that. Learn to eat a fucking cheeseburger.
Goilagatza,
hit English on the ATM even if you can't speak it.
Goilagatza kind of stinks.
Oh, the Mexican restaurant?
I've gone twice. I try really hard, but it's like, why am I eating a fucking cactus and an aloe vera plant with like mole?
No, give me Taco Bueno. Give me Taco Villa. Give me Rosa's Cafe.
I love good Mexican food, but also Mexicans, it's like they should embrace the fusion. It's time to get the fucking sour cream. Let's get the other things in there.
Give me an orange chicken burrito.
Put some fries in it. All right, I'm surfing today. I'm a surfer.
Where's the ketchup?
Give me the ketchup for my bean burrito.
Why is there not ground beef with cheddar cheese?
I need some A1 for my carne asada burrito.
Can I get some tartar sauce for my nachos?
putting mustard on your enchiladas. Like a goddamn American.
Putting your burrito in a hot dog bun with relish and eating it. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, you see people getting bombed to hell every which way, and then you go, well, maybe, you know, none of these things are actually like rights, you know? Like, you either get killed or you don't get killed, and that's just sort of like the law. That is actually the law of the land. And like all this stuff we've built up over here is like kind of fake, you know.
You're becoming a Blood Meridian dad, kind of.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, I guess we kind of take it all for granted, and we build up these fantasies of like what like society and culture is, and like none of that is actually true at all.
Here's the thing,
and like but there before the grace of God go I, I'm not getting blown up by a big like you know Israeli keg.
Well,
or
you
whatever.
Will soon.
Yeah. Like, you know, Israel's not dropping a piano on my head.
We're going to be conscripted soon if these sand animals can't stop with their bullshit.
They're going crazy over
today,
there.
Because today, the Iranians, who are apparently the Caucasians, they started bombing Israel.
They're white?
They're white. They're like the original white people, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like,
well, they all look like Phil Leotardo.
But yeah, also, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm on their side.
And so they started bombing Israel. And so there might be a big thing. And so, you know, fucking... Whenever I hear like, oh, a new thing's happening and there might be World War III, I start eating really badly and doing whatever I want because I'm like, I hope I'm unhealthy enough to be drafted.
Mm-hmm. That's if they do the draft, we're all gonna have to get really fat.
We have to
really
get fat
quickly.
We have to get fat because I ain't doing that shit. Mm-hmm.
I'll trade you guys like I'm Burgess Meredith, teaching you guys how to really get into it.
Yeah, literally doing the private policy where you stick the donut in our mouth.
I'm Burgess Meredith and Rocky, and I'm going, you're going to eat ice cream and shit diarrhea.
I rewatched Full Metal Jacket. I think maybe Full Metal Jacket just made me think about war a lot and like how fucked up it is.
Right.
Like,
it's bad.
Like, I was like, this is a mind fuck. This is a total fucking mind
you
fuck.
You watch Full Metal Jacket and Gomer Pyle kills himself. You're like, war might be bad. And then they kill the Vietnamese girl, and you go, it's not too bad.
But maybe you gotta crack a few eggs.
Gotta make an omelet.
That movie's like obviously so genius, but I think just watching that movie kind of is great too, because it's like the whole time I'm just fucking like laughing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I laughing my fucking ass off the whole time? Like the opening, Arlie Ermey goes, I'm not prejudiced whether you're an N-word, a K-word. Mm-hmm. And he says, so in the first 15 seconds of the film, we hear hard R and we hear K.
And you go, that's cinema to me. That's what I call cinema. Every Palme d'Or award right now.
I don't know how people could even watch that movie now with him saying that. And the first, it cuts from black and he's walking. He says hard RK and then nine other slurs.
Yeah.
Fucking immediately out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny that you have to, Kubrick was genius for having Private Pyle not being able to not laugh.
Yeah.
Because as an audience member, you're dying laughing at that scene so much. And then he's calling them all faggots and like hard R N-words.
And then all of a sudden, you're getting choked. You're getting choked by Arlie Emery, in a way.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Arlie Emery, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's that thing where it's so funny. Because, I mean, we were laughing at the guy that got hit, you know, with the truck and skip-stoned into a lawn and died.
Yeah.
Because...
The guy, it is funny to see a 400-pound guy hit by a truck holding a pistol.
Holding a pistol the size of one of his teeth.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
It's his fucking fault.
But I think the reason it's funny is because life is ultimately very horrific, you know?
Yeah.
And we do, we're lucky enough to live a world where we can order Postmates and watch Sicario 2 and be like, you know, life's not too bad. But, you know, we're on top of a pile of just bodies killing bodies all the way down.
And that's what's kind of great is when you get on Twitter, you get to see like 2001 A Space Odyssey, like all the like people turn into these monkeys jumping up and down like over a monolith, like killing each other with bones and rocks and stuff.
No, I mean, you literally get to be on Twitter and you get to see like, you know, like a fucking, you know, a guy snipe a little child in the Middle East through the head and you go, huh, anyway, they're bonkers over there. That definitely doesn't apply to my life at all.
Dude, our little brother has it figured out because I went to his apartment in downtown Dallas to do a stream on the Lemon Party Clips channel.
Yeah.
Which you go subscribe to. And he put on a TV. He had South Park on, and then a TV popped up over here that he had on the ground in the corner. And I was like, what? I go, did you accidentally just turn that TV on? He goes, no, dude. And he put on like the Mavs game. And I was like, what the fuck is this? He goes, two TVs, dude. Nobody does one TV now. Literally everybody I know has so two TVs.
He's become this Family Guy movie boring as hell.
He said,
type of thing.
He said, he goes, dude, last night we watched Sicario on this TV and Family Guy on this TV. Sicario. And he goes, Sicario kicked ass, by the way. He goes, have you seen it? I was like, no. I'm like, why are you watching? He's doing the TikTok thing where he's lining up two TVs
because
on top of each other.
There's a lot of scenes in Sicario where there's setup, and you could watch Peter Griffin get hit by a car in between.
He's watching. He's telling you, he's like, Sicario was crazy, dude. They killed Brian in Sicario. They replaced him with an Italian dog.
It kind of blew my mind to do the TikTok ADD thing.
IRL.
Because I was watching South Park and I kept tuning into the game, but I could still watch like South Park in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
No, there's a part of you as an adult where you, like, when you watch The Matrix as a kid and he gets taken out of the tub and you go, yeah, fucking badass. He's in real life. And you get old enough and life beats the shit out of your penis and balls for 25 years. And you go, man, put him back in that fucking tub. Put him back in
put
the
goo. Put him in the goo.
Put him in the goo. Like, why does he have to be on the ship and eat shit out of a tube all day? Like, why can't he
he come out of a bucket?
He's like, here's you come. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're living real life. It sucks ass. You're welcome. Like, no, dude. Put me in the fucking pod. Play Family Guy clips.
Yeah.
Next to pornography. Next to the Mavs game.
That is funny because in The Matrix, everybody in the Matrix is pretty much normal and kind of really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Nebuchadnezzar, the ship, everyone is kind of half retarded.
Yeah, everybody on the Nebuchadnezzar is like non-binary from a Brooklyn DJ show.
What they all look like Funko Pops.
What is the Nebuchadnezzar?
That's
the ship in the Matrix that they all live
that,
on.
APOC is the... or it's Morpheus's ship. And so they go and they get a Neo out of the goo and they put him on the ship. And that ship has to hide from all the little things, the things that build the world.
The squid guys.
The little squid guys.
The squid robot guys.
Hmm.
The Sentinels.
So they're
Sentinels.
In the real world is completely gone. It's Earth is uninhabitable, unlivable, and all the people live in egg pods made of goo, and that's what powers the machines. They harvest the energy of human beings to power their machines, and all they want to do is keep propagating and building.
Can I also say something?
And Morpheus is like one of the nine people that are out of the Matrix that are in the quote-unquote real world, which is a post-apocalyptic world, and they, on the ship, plug tubes into the back of their head to go into the program that the machines built that all the people live in the egg goo eggs in their head, which they're basically in a big coma.
You've seen the Matrix, right?
I've seen the Matrix.
So they can go in and wake people up, and it's like a Jesus Christ sort of thing where he goes out into the world to wake people up, enrich their consciousness so they can elevate to a higher plane and transcend and break free from the mold and pain of the flesh.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I just thought they were doing karate and
Well, that's the Matrix
jackets.
The Matrix 2 is like, what if there was two Jamaican wiggers who were ghosts
in an Escalade?
Yeah. But I do think that movie, I love the Matrix movies, one of my favorites of all times, until they both changed to women. Now I hate them. It's a great movie, but it is very indicative of like the late 90s where we were so out of touch with just the horror of existence. Like, life was so good because we were completely tuned out of like whatever was happening. The economy was amazing. Everybody had it like relatively great. And we were just kind of like, well, it's fucking, it's great and I want to die. Like, it sucks, actually. Fuck this. And that's where you get Matrix, you get Fight Club, and now we're like kind of too tuned into the horrors. You know, we've actually gone through like the actual first hard thing we've ever gone through, which is like, you know, like COVID quarantine and shit. Like, it's the only thing we've had that like any Russian woman from 100 years previous would have had in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like, oh, we actually, there's a beautiful joy in completely tapping out of this horrific existence where everything exists by destroying something else and consuming it. That's the way every single bit of energy gets more energy to survive before itself is eventually eaten and consumed and turned into energy for something else. And it's kind of beautiful to tap out of that in certain aspects.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all just monkeys, man. It's that Kubrick thing. Kubrick is right. The bone, it goes up in the air.
Listen,
and spins,
man,
and
I've been watching a lot of Rogan recently. We're all monkeys on a rock flying through space.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of electrified meat skeletons, brother.
And the other day, I heard Andrew Schultz say something that blew my fucking mind. He goes, dude, it's not like, you know, I realized the other, like, war is not about, like, even war. It's not about, like, fighting each other. It's about, like, money, dude.
Yeah, I love
it's about money. War's not even about war, dude.
I love on Flagrant 2 when he said, Israel's kind of cap recently. They're kind of like hella cap.
Sometimes, like every day, Bert Kreischer is getting like death threats on Twitter. And I'll see and I'll go, fuck. I'm like, why these? I'm like, he does suck ass. But I'm like, these people are a little too far. And then I click on the profile and it says, follows you.
Yeah. It's your profile picture.
It's always people. I'm like, oh, he's a yellow king on right.
Yeah. It's,
and he's telling Bert to kill himself. Yeah.
His profile is at Ben Avery told me to do this.
Well, wasn't Bert walking through the Atlanta airport it's in just, his underwear?
I can only
drinking?
See your dick and balls and your ass. So, and I'm a guy who does wear short shorts on this show sometimes, but it's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It is outrageous. I do see the irony of me pointing that out, but yeah. You know, I don't have my belly out and shit. I don't walk around like a newborn.
Yeah.
Fucking jumping in bird baths.
Shout out the fan that sent us the signed Bert picture on the table,
you.
Though. And which I love because it looks like we're in the like J. Edgar Hoover and we're fucking Bert in the 50s. And he sent us a little picture.
And thank you to the guy, I forget your name. I'm sorry, sir. But the Bada Bing shirt from the Satin Dolls Strip Club. I really appreciate it.
Just got it.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And the guy wrote us a 9-page letter that was very nice.
Some guy wrote us a 9-page letter that I burned without reading as a sign of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that was very sweet. Anyway, you're fat as shit.
Dude, this can't be, like, I don't, like.
You're not doing anything to help yourself.
I think I might go on a fast. And I, for,
can I tell
also
you,
for religious
can
reasons.
Can I tell you, that's going to be. Can I tell you, as a guy who got fat from doing fast, you're about to do the thing where they go around the moon and it slingshots them further and faster. That's literally what happens. You start to get kind of fat. I was fit in college. You start to get kind of fat and you go, I'm going to start fasting. And then you don't eat for 12 days. And then you eat everything for fucking 3 months. Don't go on a fast, dude.
But I really hate, like, I just want to sit in a chair and think all day and work on my stuff. And I don't want to do that. The problem is
you've gotten so into writing that it's making you fat. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're using writing as a front.
Yeah, you're eating words in a way.
Yeah.
I heard like Herman Melville, he would like finish a chapter and he would like manically, furiously run up this mountain and run back down. And I'm like, well, that's retarded.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to eat more food.
What if instead of doing that, I ate a pizza?
This is why I need to.
You should go to the. You should start throwing around barbells with me. Let's get into powerlifting together.
I want Jeff Bezos to shoot me into space. Why can't I be in space? I think I'd be a great candidate to be in space. I sit in a chair all day.
The first guy to say slurs in space.
That is definitely not true.
That is actually definitely not true.
You have a family though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen the movies where like you have a big monitor and you say hi to your wife and she's like she slowly falls out of love with you and you're
that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's actually kind of cool.
You just want like a Japanese typewriter in a bubble in space.
Yeah, I look like the baby at the end of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
You just eat your own shit. You shit and then it turns it into something that tastes kind of good and you eat it.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a fancy space shuttle. You want to be in Sputnik, sealed in a big metal ball. I'm just dying like a dog.
I want to be the guy in charge of like dropping nuclear bombs on people.
Mm.
I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that's waiting by the big red phone to drop the... And I'm guessing there's one guy for each country. Mm. Probably one guy for Japan. Probably one guy for like all the world superpowers.
And they're all paid by AIPAC. Yeah, AIPAC owns every one of them.
They're paid $3 million a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our fund to destroy the world. Our $1 billion fund to destroy the world every year.
Who's going to win? Iran or is it?
Israel will always win if we keep supporting.
Yeah, Israel. I mean, we're literally about to give them like $500 billion.
Iran is just doing some like performative shit where they're like, "Hey,
yeah, Iran. They got hit, so they got to like fire back a little bit and make some Jews run for a second."
You hit Damascus, which I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what these countries are. I know what you guys are talking about. It's all meaningless. The 94 Olympics to me.
It's like the 94
Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know what country.
They're all fighting over a big chickpea in the sky. Nobody cares. Fucking losers.
My friend Jake, you guys know Jake who does Pandejo Time, the podcast?
Yeah.
He messaged me that he's listening to Rogan, and Noel Brennan and Rogan are talking, and Rogan goes, yeah, man, what Israel's been doing to everybody's like is pretty fucked up and bad, but like what Iran did is like bad too. And Neil goes, yeah, exactly. That's what I've been saying,
dude.
So you guys are like these like bastions of truth.
That's very funny.
Like no one is saying anything.
Love like Rogan's great, but sometimes his podcast is like throwing two microphones into a bar at the airport and just letting people talk near it to each
other. I listened to some of that episode, and there's this one part that's really good near the end where they start talking about George Floyd and Neil and Brennan. Neil is just trying to be like, well, I mean, the cops were fucked up. That was bad. Like, they obviously didn't handle it right. And then Rogan's like, yeah, of course, man. Obviously, man. But, like, also, like, he had, like, fentanyl in his system. Like, he was going to die anyway. And then they look it up.
The autopsy?
And, like, Jamie looks up the amount of fentanyl in his system. Mm-hmm. And, like...
we did.
And Neil is just like, I really don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
And Rogan's like, so how much is that? Jamie, how much is that? So
it's nanograms per
nanogram versus a milligram.
And then 14.
And then
Rogan
realizes, he goes like, so it wasn't a lethal amount. Okay, but still, man, like, you know, he still could have died.
But
though,
still,
man.
Like, maybe we should kill him.
But still, and then Brennan's like, and that's what I'm fucking saying, motherfucker. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, Neil Brennan's trying to be like, listen, Jack, I'm a cool cat, brother, man.
Brennan's always just like, motherfucker, shit. Like, listen, man, like. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, come on, man.
I
wrote half baked, brother, man.
Cops are bad. Everyone's bad. Like, people are bad. It's just one of those things. And I'm on ketamine.
I have depression. That's why I'm a huge cocksucker.
I live at a stable. I eat horse food with other horses.
It's so funny.
I'm dating Pyomai.
It's so funny to me to listen to radio that is generally agreeable dudes. They're like, yeah, that one side's bad. And they go, the other side's bad too. And you go, yeah, man.
It was a very funny interview, actually, because earlier in the interview or in the podcast.
We got too lazy to try over here. You've seen every podcast.
Today, like, Neil Brennan made a fool of himself on Rogan.
Today, Neil Brennan was a cuck for black people.
No, but Neil goes, you're more right. You're more right. And I'm a little more left. And then Rogan's like, no, I'm not, man. I'm like left, but like they like went crazy, man. I'm like in the middle now.
Nah, man. What I am
like,
is
I'm like a centrist, I guess.
Yeah.
And Brennan's like, that's what I'm saying, motherfucker. Like, you're the fucking centrist. Like, it's like fine. It's like,
that's what I'm saying, man. You're a fence sitter, you know? Like,
I guess we should be careful. We might end up on the Joe Rogan subreddit and everyone goes, just anybody can have a podcast nowadays, huh? Oh, sorry, we don't have it switching, and we didn't have a podcast studio with like things on the wall that look professional or whatever.
Yeah, that did rule when we got on the Joe Rogan sub. That was
so
pretty
mad.
Cool. They were so angry at us.
That was so funny.
Because we said Huberman's kind of gay sometimes.
And then look what happened.
Look what happened.
It turns out we were wrong, and he's really cool.
Yeah, he's actually the sickest guy.
It actually turns out he's fucking awesome.
I actually think it's awesome that he does that.
Me too.
Because
no, I do.
Oh, he's human. He has a thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was something wrong with me because this guy learned how to live without a thing.
No, it's
call
beautiful.
Him Andrew Humanman.
Never.
Right,
right, and that's where we're gonna go.
Take
right
that,
to the
Joe Rogan subreddit.
We're gonna go to the top of the
put
Rogan
that in your
sub.
Pipe and smoke it. Man, no, it's always funny when people that don't have any clue what we are.
Well, it's so funny.
Catch a clip.
Mm-hmm. Catch one clip where we're saying something we don't even believe or know we'll
they
say.
They go like, what the fuck? Because it sticks as a fucking mean.
That guy said a thing that wasn't true for humor. What the hell?
What the fuck?
It's so funny to be like a goalie for like a billionaire's thoughts.
Yeah.
Like you guys are like constantly monitoring. It's like he still is going to make $1 billion and do whatever he wants.
That podcast sucked. He didn't even interview Kelly Slater about Ukraine. Interview a surfer about a deep political issue.
Devin, that's a comedian's job, man.
To be not funny.
By the way, if you guys want to go over to Patreon, we're going to discuss the job of being a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been talked before about on a podcast.
I'm gonna read off the Jester's Privilege Wikipedia page for 20 minutes.
No, we are not going to be funny.
No.
We're going to talk about the job of being funny and without being funny.
And every comment will be, finally, the podcast is good. Finally, no jokes. Just gay stories and stupid combos.
Wait, that's what our podcast is. It's gay stories and stupid combos.
No, our stories are cool and our combos are awesome.
Oh yeah, we're actually really badass.
We're actually really badass, and everybody wants to fuck us because we're cool.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of whatever's going on over there.
I got it. I'm gonna take this knife out of the room because I just get the urge to throw it at the wall while we record.
What is going on with those fucks over there?
Who gives a shit? Let's just go into the next episode.
Are we about to be drafted and shit?
Are we doing the next episode right now?
No. Should we just float right into it or take a break?
I think we should take a break, I gotta piss and shit.
I've been shitting out ribs and Krispy Kreme.
I gotta come real
quick. Yeah, your own ribs.
I ate McDonald's 4 times and then I ate Krispy Kreme 3 days in a row.
You ate McDonald's 4 times out there? Ben,
before I went. Okay. Of my own volition.
Damn. You should just be eating gutter oil, Chinese gutter oil at this point.
When the girls are away, the boys will play.
Why do you look at McDonald's like it's...
I saw a lady, a guy sent me a mukbang on the live stream of a big fat lady eating McDonald's french fries, and they look so fucking
This
good.
Is why we abandoned you on the live streams.
Because
we didn't want to enable you anymore. Mm-hmm. We were getting sucked
into your world, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stop watching people eat, I guess. But like, if I don't do that, like, what other hobbies do I have besides like being a gay guy who reads?
I've heard good things about the solo live streams.
Whatever, I'll just get into like powerlifting or something. I don't know,
but I do think it's killing you. I think
you're
dying
for your art.
You do those. They send you like the KFC triple stacker, and then you go, "Oh my god!" You get it in your head, and then you do it, and you go, "Like I just did work, like you're a steel worker."
But
you walk downstairs, you see Katie like taking care of your fucking firstborn child, and you go, "I need a fucking triple decker,
right?"
Because I'm tired because I only got like 5.5 hours of sleep because her ass woke me up.
Well, that's fine. You really need to get over that.
She was having nightmares last night. She was screaming "Allahu Akbar" in her sleep.
Have you guys thought about not tending to her?
That's when you put your headphones on.
Like, if you guys had the thought to be like, just wait it out, she's a crying baby.
Yeah.
She won't remember.
Guys, I was watching her for a second. You guys all went into the kitchen. She started crying, and I did have the thought of like, well, I don't have to go over there.
Yeah.
Of course I did, but there was a second where I was like, well, I don't have to.
Because you're like, nothing will happen.
I go, nothing will happen. She'll stop crying, but I don't care.
You guys go, she'll eventually stop.
She'll stop because she has to.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You gotta let them figure this shit out on their own.
I do know somebody who did the, I think that's called the Thurber method. I remember like a long time ago they did that, and then all their kids like are sociopaths now, so I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm fat. Patreon.com/lemonparty. Give me money so I can be in the fucking red every month because I eat too much McDonald's. And so I can feed my baby.
You can be in the bread every month.
So I can
month.
Feed my wife McDonald's, and then all those chemicals can go into her tits, and my baby can suck the chemicals out, and she can become a big fat retard like me. And then she'll always live with me forever and ever, and she'll always love me, and she'll never leave, and she'll always think I'm really cool and awesome, and she'll be my best friend. And so Devin and Jace can pay rent.
Yeah, yeah, also that helps with us too. Mm-hmm.
I like paying rent.
And
it's a baby. It doesn't the baby could live in a shack. Like, who cares about Ben? Help Jason and I out.
Yeah, we need good things. We're used to it.
We have lives.
Yeah.
But we're out and about.
I have a Criterion Channel account, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I can give you a password for a free one.
No, I use yours.
You don't even pay the $50.
I don't even, you know what's funny? I don't even use yours. I use the one you stole from somebody else that I stole from you.
That, yeah. That rules.
And I use it. I go, man, I love Tom Popo. That's a great movie.
LemonParty.life too for Boston, DC, Philly, New York for live dates in early May. Devin at Hate Watch Pod, Jace at Sad Drawings by Jace. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maid. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.